Welcome to the Supernatural Quest. I'm Veronica Vella, and I'm going to be your host for the next 27 or so minutes. We're going to move into the realm of the supernatural because life is really super and it's all quite natural. And we're going to begin with your light body. We have two arms, two eyes, two ears. We have a visible and an invisible. And the light body is what occupies the physical body. So you could say the physical body is absolutely a vehicle for light body. There'll be a few of you that might say, well, there's mitochondria in the brain and that creates light. What I'm talking about, however, outside of the mitochondria, we will get to that incredible, superb energy. But let's talk about the aura. The aura is comprised of your energetic bodies or chakras. So we are multidimensional. These multidimensional energies reside within the physical, which is a vehicle, and it's motivated and it's inspired with the spirit. That's right. And the spirit body, the light body, when it manifests in the physical, it manifests as, to begin with, our organs, and then, prior to our organs, our endocrine system. Now, our endocrine system, as you very well may know, that happens to be our immune system. And that immune system is what keeps the body healthy and vital. In Native American medicine, if the spirit is crushed, destroyed, or killed, it often leads to the demise of the physical, of the being. There have been lots of cases where an Indian brave might have just broken his leg, and within a month he's passed on, he's deceased. And when the physicians say, why, he shouldn't have died, he had a broken leg, we set the leg, he's fine. But the medicine man told him, spirit is broken. When the spirit is broken, there is no medicine. There's no medicine, there's only rebirth. So with light body, it actually depends on our emotional body, our mental body, our male, our female self, our left brain, our right brain. And as we begin to marry the two, our left brain being our male self, our analytical self, the self that's always linear and structural, and then our female self. Our female self is intuitive, compassionate, embraces the new. And when your male self proposes to your female self, there's an inner marriage. And when this marriage takes place, there is a oneness, or what we call whole brain. Because the third part of ourselves, that third brain I like to refer to as the medulla oblongata, is like the little child. And so our family, our internal family, our inner sense, our inner family, they live like they're, you know, they live like they're street people. They live like they're homeless. If you do not claim your male self and your female self and your inner child and ask that this union, that they come together as a family, as your inner family, the ones that have known you since birth and will know you throughout the dimensions. So we begin with that inner spiritual marriage within ourselves. Just close your eyes, go to level, meditate if necessary, and imagine your inner self being this family. Once you've achieved this feeling, this compassion, this need to experience love, the deepest love ever, the love that you, the agape love you share within yourself, the innate love for life. Once you've acquired this, then it's easy to maintain your endocrine system. It's easy to maintain your chakras. It's easy to maintain your auric field. It's easy to stabilize and create such an avenue of strength and foundation that you are part of creation. You are co-creating. Each chakra, each level, if you will, I call them levels as well as chakras, each level in itself contains a mental and an emotional left side, right brain attitude. So let's begin from the very beginning with the eighth chakra. So the eighth chakra resides above your head, over your head, above the crown. Raise your arms straight up in the air, clap your hands. At that point where your hands meet, that's your eighth chakra. That's your energetic body. It is green. It is emerald green. It is the green ray. It resides physically, however, in the center of your chest, called the thymus gland. Thy will must be done, the thymus. When you work with your eighth chakra, you want to make sure that, when I say work with it, just put your mind on it. Just for a moment, leave the analytical part of your mind, your left brain. Move into your right brain. Get your female, like the lotus, to open up and allow each petal of knowledge, each petal of understanding to unfold. So the eighth chakra works with your highest love, your unconditional sacred love. And it can be too open. It can be expanded way, way too much. Then you're going to be a little over-emotional or sensitive or weepy. You might find yourself being a doormat sometimes because you're just too kind. And you see it as being a service. But in fact, all you're doing is making yourself uncomfortable with your inner family because they must always be taken care of first. As we say, charity begins at home. So the first thing you want to do is make sure everybody at home is happy, that your female is happy. We'll get back into that sacred marriage. But for now, let's get into understanding the chakras and the male and the female in our chakra system. So the eighth chakra, the positive, would be that unconditional love, that forever green. But the negative, if there ever were to be a negative, and we don't really consider the green level to have a negative, but if there ever were to be a negative, it could be considered jealousy, envy, and hate. And the color is a weak, minty green that lacks vitality and depth. That's often the color I see in a person's aura when it's either a Cancer or a bad cold. I know it's very odd, but they both have the same color, the hue. They both have the same hue. So I say, anyway, detox before you retox and clean them both out. So the eighth chakra, the thymus gland, resides above the head. Now let's get and touch the top of your head. Let's get into that, what we often call the seventh chakra, the seventh level. The seventh chakra deals with your indigo color, which is the male self, again, has the ability to create, create that architecture, to create that geometry, to create that synchronicity. The right brain, on the other hand, has a tendency to go beyond all of the numbers, beyond the color, and into the void of creativity, of originality. So we all would like our chakras to blend, to maintain their integrity and work together. So the negative aspect of the seventh chakra would be potentially a little too airy-fairy, much of an airhead, too spacey, without thinking about what the big picture might have to say. It's easier to just forget about it. The positive side, however, of course, to this chakra would be the creativity of our intuition. We bring forth that intuition and creativity. And without that intuition, without that creative connection, we often go through what is called the dark night of the soul. So, just remembering that the dark night of the soul takes place when we lose our creative insight, when we lose contact with our feminine side of the energy. Next, we're going to be moving into the throat chakra. Now, the throat chakra is blue. Native Americans believed when you live above the throat or above, you're in the sky. And from the sky, you're working with God. So the seventh chakra would be very much like the Buddha, and then the eighth chakra would be like Buddha and Brahman, Shiva, Christ, all of the great avatars rolled into one, creating that brilliant, bright, white light. As we move into the throat chakra, that's the fifth chakra, and it's blue. The positive to the blue is loyalty, consistency, true blue. The negative to the chakra would be inconsistency, disloyalty, singing the blues. This is often what will lead to the neck staying out of balance, or the throat always having problems with the throat chakra, or always having, tonsil, glandular, swollen glands, that sort of thing. Always a problem with the throat. That's from being inconsistent with their words, as well as being whiny, just saying. As we move into the fourth chakra, the fourth chakra is actually opaque, clear. Most people would say, oh, Veronica, the fourth chakra is actually green. And that's because the thymus shines through it clearly. But the fourth chakra is actually like a diamond. It's clear. It can be like a moonstone, opaque. It can be like, it's completely void of all color, because it's the one place in your body that you must attain that focus 21. You must attain that pure state of neutrality, a clarity. When I see a pure heart, I see white light. Because the heart chakra, when it's completely clear, it is opaque diamond. I know opaque is like a filmy color, diamonds are bright, but it can, flow between the two. So I know when I look at my mother's heart chakra, it was like complete diamond, front, back, and all points in between. I'm like, oh, one day I will achieve that brilliance. So mine, for the most part, can be that opaque white, and it's okay. It's like a moonstone. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm getting there day by day, step by step. So in realizing that the fourth chakra is the only area that we reside with God, the fourth chakra is where the family, your innate, your male, your female, your little child, that's their home. That's where they live. You do not give it away. You don't make them homeless. You don't give away the soul of your life. No, you retain those for your inner sanctuary, the innate intelligence that resides, the what we call the Christ body. And that's where your white light resides. Now, what if you get conditional? What if you start saying, well, Veronica, I sometimes get jealous, and sometimes I feel these feelings, but I'm in my heart. And then I'm going to say to you, your thymus gland, your eighth chakra, is actually shining through the heart. You're actually filling up your heart with other people, places, things, and situations. And this will create a traffic jam. It will create a problem. You get conditional. You put conditions on other people, conditions on yourself. I love you, but I love you if, I love you until. If you do that, I'll never love you again. And then you look at yourself. You didn't keep your word. I don't love you. You ate that carb. I don't love you. You don't love me. You didn't exercise. I don't love you. You don't love me. You go through these inner conflicts over what's love. So I'm saying right now, today, as we get ready, as we're moving into this new age of Aquarius, which is why I've been calling it 2012, as we are actually literally moving into the age of Aquarius this year, right now as we speak, because Caesar changed our calendar by 7 or 8 years. So subtract the numbers and you'll see where we're at, which is exactly what they predicted would be happening during this cycle. That's another podcast, however, about the cycle we're in. But for now, looking at our chakras, four chakras, please, let's keep it cleaned out and clear with clarity. You hear what I'm saying? Clarity. You ask your male, clarity. Your female self, clarity. Your inner child, clarity. Now, your inner child is very, very important, because it's your joy. That is your joy. If you lack joy for your living life, you need to stop, close your eyes, go to level, or meditate, or meditate. Close your eyes, look at the back of your eyelids, and imagine your female self, imagine your male self, and imagine your little child. And you find out where their needs are, and where they feel helpless, homeless, if they feel like they're in pieces. Because if your male is always thinking, always wondering, worrying, if your female's always out there moving around thinking, oh my God, what if, you know, being in fear mode, and your male's think, and your female's, I feel, and your little child is like, wow, I guess I'm abandoned and I have no joy. But what you want to do is your male turns around to your female, they embrace each other and acknowledge one another. I will not overthink or be too mental. And your female is, and I will not be distant and aloof, and I'll be warm and loving. And your little child, you pick that little child up. Most of them are 3 or 4 years old. I rarely have ever found a little child over 4. And you hold that little child between the two of you, and you squeeze and you become the 3 of you. And you ask, you kiss each other and ask that there be unity, that you be at one-ment. And that from this point on, you work together as a whole unit, not divided. Because remember, you either have peace or you have pieces. And if you have peace, then you will always be in that infinite cycle and circle of love. And if you have pieces, then you are going to be fed upon. And that's just the way it is. Those thoughts will devour every ounce of your joy and your goodness and your love. So make that choice right now to be at peace, to be at one-ment in your heart. Keep the ones you love in your sacred heart, the 8th, and keep your family, your inner innate family within yourself, happy, loving, peaceful. Now, from the 4th, we go to the 3rd. 3rd chakra, the stomach. The stomach is yellow. So the positive to the yellow, of course, is the thinker. You think of the statue of the thinker with his fist at his chin and his mind in deep contemplation. But the opposite of the thinker, or the negative aspect of the yellow chakra, absolutely is the yellow-bellied coward. It's the person who is afraid to face up to the reality. It's the person who prefers to be void of the knowledge. And some people will say, well, but bliss, you know, ignorance is bliss. And I say to them that you're stuck in polarity. Okay, so let's get out of the 3D polarity and move on up to the higher dimensions where we can integrate easily and effortlessly and lovingly. So the 3rd chakra deals with digestion. And yes, if you have undigested thoughts where you keep thinking, or I'm afraid, lack of faith, okay, fear of faith. So as you move back and forth like a pendulum in the chakra, you're going to cause indigestion. Undigested thoughts will create indigestion. So remember that. Keep the family happy. So what do you do? If you have fearful thoughts, I forgive you. You forgive me. I choose peace. If you have thoughts that are think, you can't stop thinking, you can't let go of it for whatever reason, whatever thoughts you're feeling, I forgive you. You forgive me. I choose peace. Same antidote, too much or too little, too open, too closed. If you're too overwhelmed or if you're too underwhelmed, okay? Same cure, same antidote, same remedy. I forgive you, you forgive me, I choose peace. These words will unlock, will detangle, will uncord, will disconnect any attachments, whether they're spirits, whether they are individuals, vampires, okay? Just remember, we don't need to name the source. We do not need symptoms, all symptoms, just the remedy. I forgive you, you forgive me, I choose peace. Because we're working on getting that pendulum to remain in the center, to align our mind with our higher self, with our Christ consciousness, with the pure white light of that living master, teacher energy. So from the 3rd, we move into the 2nd. I'm sorry, that 2nd chakra is social, okay? No matter what you do, that lower back, if you've got people that are a pain in the butt, you're going to have a pain in the butt, okay? Much like the 5th, if somebody's a pain in the neck, you're going to have a pain in the neck. So just remember, most people, that's what's wrong with most people. Either we affect ourselves or we allow other people to affect us. And this usually occurs in the second chakra. And it's orange, okay? When you think of the second chakra, think of two people shaking hands, okay? Think of orange as two people, two groups, two nations, two planets, two solar systems, whatever, coming together in a polarity state and deciding they're going to create unity. So the positive to the orange chakra is I choose to be a social person who integrates with compassion, who lives in forgiveness, and who understands that we're all growing in this great earth school. The negative to the orange chakra, which will be a weak, murky orange, by the way, that negative to the orange chakra will be the person who's a clinging vine. They cannot let go of the old. I mean, I'm sentimental, okay? I have stuff from, oh my gosh, you don't want to know. I mean, I've got a picture sitting here of me when I was like 6 or 7 years old. My co-pilot. So it's okay. It's okay to go into that clinging vine situation, clinging to the old rugged cross, you know? It's okay to have that for a duration, but there comes a time when there's a new hairdo. There's a time when there's a new vehicle. There's a new washer dryer. I mean, just, it's okay to let go of memories because they'll always be in your heart, your sacred heart, and they're there forever. Once they are coded in your sacred heart, you will have them there forever. So it's okay if we are able to let go and not live in a world that's totally reminiscent of another life or another time. So clinging, you know, clinging vine, the negative of the orange chakra, second chakra, and the positive, okay, the positive loves people, gets along well with all people. All right, so. But we find balance in the fact that we are centered. We have our inner family. We acknowledge and love and appreciate all others. But our inner sanctuary and peace of mind is our main foundation and concern. Lastly, we're working with a root chakra, first chakra, the red chakra, which is why the Native Americans call Earth the Red Road. Because your first chakra extends from your legs and your feet to get grounded into the earth, which without the grounded feet, you would not have your magnetic body. Okay? This earth is a magnet. Your feet allow you to stay magnetic. The top of your head, the eighth chakra, allows the cosmic electric energy to come in. So the magnetic energy comes in through the feet, up through the body, and they meet at your heart. Your male is electric, your female is magnetic. Your right hand is, for female, that's your north, and your south is your left hand. For men, it's just the opposite. So for men, your right hand's your south energy, and your female is, your other hand is your north, just the opposite. Ground wire, red wire, you know, like battery cables. We work that way. We're a human battery. So the red chakra, the red road, is energy, action, vitality in its positive form, is sexuality, it's animal magnetism. But the negative is the person who acts without thinking, who speaks without thinking. It's that person who has hyper energy. So too much energy, you're hyper. If you don't have enough energy, of course, you're hypo. You're lethargic. So you can see how if the energy imbalance in the first chakra begins to pendulum, you can swing from, I can't sleep, and then the next day, you know, I don't have energy. So in order to have good sleep, you must have good energy. As a spirit being, we're talking spirit body, we're talking spiritology here. If your spirit is unsettled, you cannot sleep. Without 8 good hours of sleep, your physical body cannot function because your battery is not recharged. So that's another show. We'll talk about, you know, recharging without the use of stimulants, without the use of too many carbs or sugars, without the use of, you know, all those crutches that we use to make sure that we have more than a thread of energy. That's what we're doing today. We're opening up your energy body so you can have all the energy that you require, that you can access everything that God gave you, okay? Because we're all given equally, just like the sun. We're in the month of the sun. The sun shines equally on all. And the clouds come through. Yes, they do. If they come through your mind, I forgive you. You forgive me. I choose peace and I choose clarity. If you have a cloudy sky, you can say to those clouds, hey, I thank you for joining and visiting. And if I've created any negative energy right now, I want to be responsible and I want to turn it over so that it can be transmuted and clarified. You know, I turn it over to the karmic board if I've created any karma here. And the new dispensation in 2012 is, you know, all the karma is pretty much over. We're only beating our own self. So let's let go of yesterday and tomorrow and stay right here, right now. Are you with me? So as a first chakra, just remember, always see your feet and your legs like roots touching to the core of this magnetic earth. Okay? Mother, she will know you. Eartha, Ea, she will feel you. Allow yourself to connect to the origin and the nature of the reality on earth. It's an incredible journey. It's supernatural. So, as we see ourselves as a human battery, yes, if you watch The Matrix, they kept calling Neo a copper top for that very reason. We are human batteries. And either you're using your energy or you're draining your battery. Okay? And I want to see you as energized. I want to see you as empowered. I want to see you as enlightened so that every step is light. Everything you eat is light. Everything you say is light. Everything you hear is light. And then that way, as we all work together, love together and honor this reality, we're going to move completely out of 3D and into that loving space where we all want to be. All right, it's been wonderful. Love and hugs and good health to you. Next, we're going to be working with another subject, and I think you'll enjoy it, and that's the dimensions and how our unity can assist and guide us in working with the other dimensions, and just what is a dimension and how does it affect us? Okay? You be well. Until next time.